This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two, that's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're hanging out with you until noon. Then we'll hand it off to D'Lo and Casey. We are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Let's give away some tickets right now.
Okay.
We're going to do that right now. We're giving away tickets to the Golden Sky Beer and Country Music Festival. And you don't have to go to Nashville because Nashville is coming to you. Sunday afternoon, Shaboozy is going to be at the Golden Sky Beer and Country Music Festival. L. King is going to be out there on Friday. Keith Urban's going to headline that thing on Friday. And then the headliner on Sunday is Luke Bryan from American Idol. Plus, there's going to be beer. And from my understanding, it's a lot of beer.
Beer, glorious beer.
Cannot wait. So what you got to do to win tickets to this, and it's a three-day pass. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, gates open at 11 o'clock on Friday. So you can win a three-day pass. Here's all you have to do. Download the free Odyssey app on your phone. Bang. Easy work.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to search ESPN 1320. While you're there, favorite it. And next to the Listen Live button there on the ESPN 1320 page, you're going to see a little microphone. You hit that microphone and just say your name, your phone number, your email address, and that you want tickets. Just say, hey, I want these Golden Sky Beer and Country Music Festival tickets. Doesn't have to be elaborate. Name, phone number, email address, say you want the tickets, and you will be entered to win. Message number 27 will win three-day passes to the Golden Sky Beer and Country Music Festival. If you need to review the instructions, go to ESPN1320.com. Good luck, everybody. You can enter more than once, too. So if you just want to enter 27 messages and hope that you're number 27.
Oh. That would be a bold move.
Yeah. Kind of respect it, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Golden Sky Beer and Country Music Festival. I'll be out there Friday.
Oh, nice.
It has been determined.
All right.
I'll be hanging out there Friday. So if you're going to be there, come say what's up, because I'll be walking the grounds.
All right.
Doing some social media stuff. Going to take some photos, take some video. It's going to be great. I'm really excited for the Golden Sky Beer and Country Music Festival. Enter to win your tickets at ESPN1320.com right now if you need to review the instructions. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Let's talk some NFL. We've done a ton of Kings and a ton of NBA, and we will get back to those things for sure, because there were a couple things from the Kings game last night that I still wanted to get to in the ESPN NBA rank. That's their top 100 NBA players for the 2024-2025 season is out, and we're going to do some outrage stuff. Cool. If you had to pick a Super Bowl favorite right now, who would you pick in the NFL?
Chiefs, I think.
You kind of have to, right?
But I don't love that decision.
Right. I was trying to go through this exercise last night, and I was trying to go through it to have like a firm answer here. And you immediately go to the top of each conference right now, right? And you go, Kansas City's 5-0.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason you probably pick Kansas City is because they've won the last two. They have a very good defense. They have Patrick Mahomes. You believe that Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Steve Spagnuolo are going to figure out a way to win a title. But then you go to the other conference, you go, Minnesota also 5-0. But do you buy Minnesota right now as a Super Bowl team, a Super Bowl winner?
No, because they're never there. So Like, I think that they can be a really good regular season team, and mm-hmm. they're sort of that surprise team that might be able to get deep into the playoffs this year, like coming out of nowhere. But I still don't buy them as like a Super Bowl true contender yet.
Yeah, like I think any team that starts 5-0 and has been as good, particularly defensively, as Minnesota, you have to consider them a contender. They are a +63 in net scoring.
Mm-hmm.
Just for comparison, the 5-0 Chiefs are a +33. The 5-1 Houston Texans are a +8. And you have Minnesota over here at +63. But after that, Houston?
Okay, maybe. I mean, I like Houston. I like what they're building.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know that I'm there yet with them.
Sure. And I'm right there with you.
I think they have more, too, to give, because, like, even on their defensive side, like, Danilo Hunter hasn't done anything yet. Like, they're waiting for him to do mm-hmm. something. And, like, that's a phenomenal defensive player.
Mm-hmm.
They've got receiving issues because guys have been hurt, but Joe Mixon missed a bunch of times, so they haven't really fired on all cylinders yet. So mm-hmm. maybe that could be the team to beat because they do have, like, the offense and defense mix.
Yeah, and I think Baltimore and Buffalo fall into the same bucket for me, where if you told me one of those two teams would won the Super Bowl, my jaw wouldn't hit the floor. Like, in fact, I wouldn't be that surprised at all.
I definitely, with Baltimore, I think Baltimore is one of those teams that I would circle and say I'm going to put them in the major contender category.
Yeah, dude. Like, they just, Lamar Jackson is playing,
yep.
he's two-time MVP, and he might be playing the best football of his career right now. Derrick Henry is a ridiculous fit
yeah.
in that offense. And if you're, like, that, maybe Baltimore is just awesome. And yeah, I know they lost a couple of pieces, and they lost their defensive coordinator, Michael McDonald, who's the head coach with Seattle now. But maybe Lamar Jackson leveled up and Derrick Henry's fit in their offense is just enough to put them over. And then I think Buffalo's the same deal. I think Sean McDermott's probably a pretty good coach.
Uh-huh.
And some of the stuff Josh Allen does, like if you just told me Josh Allen took over for a playoff run, it wouldn't shock me. Not one bit.
No, it's just tough for me because I don't think he has the horses. Like he does not have the receiving core to do it. And he hasn't proven that he can create a receiving core yet. And it's the same like concern I had with Patrick Mahomes last year, and Mahomes mm-hmm. proved that he could do it. But then, of course, this year I have the same concerns with Mahomes. Actually, I got a ton of concerns with Kansas City because Mahomes hasn't played well for like going on like 12 weeks.
Yeah.
Like if you take out the playoffs and even the playoffs, he had moments where he led the team back and mm-hmm. you always have to worry he's going to beat you in the final seconds of a game.
Yes.
But the guy has 6 touchdown passes and 6 interceptions. Like, he hasn't looked good. His interceptions have been bad. Like, they've hurt his team. And somehow they keep winning because their defense has just been phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But he has not been a good player. And, you know, like, we talked about Josh Allen. What's he got? 9 touchdowns and...
10
touchdowns and not a single interception.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, he's figured out how to be really, really productive mm-hmm. and not hurt his team. And for the most part, Mahomes hasn't been good. Like he's missed so many.
And they're still 5-0,
and they're 5-0, and
this
he's still
crazy.
Hitting 70% of his passes.
I know.
And you're like, but you watch him, and you're like, this is not.
Yeah,
he,
a long
he
way
is
to go.
Not scary. Like fantasy football wise, I don't think he's a top 20 quarterback in fantasy
Wouldn't
football this year, which is like shocking how bad he's been.
Yeah.
Just the number stuff, and you can say, well, you know, Pacheco got hurt, and they've got wide receiver problems and stuff like that, but. Like, they always have wide receiver problems, and their running back situation is always in flux. And so, I don't know. I'm waiting for the moment where the light bulb goes on with that team. And in the meantime, again, they just keep moving along at 5-0.
It's cruising.
Yep.
Just figuring out ways to win. I think the three, Detroit is there in the NFC for me as far as team that could win the Super Bowl. So, in the AFC, it's 4 teams for me.
Okay.
I think it's Kansas City, Houston, Baltimore, Buffalo. There's 4 teams that could win the title.
Okay.
I think I'm there with Houston. In the NFC, I've got Minnesota, Detroit. Atlanta's out for me. Washington's out for me.
And you don't want to say it and sound like a homer, but it's San Francisco still.
I don't.
It is. It is.
I don't know, man.
I don't. Yeah.
They're 3-3. Their strength of it, the three teams they've beat have a combined 6 wins. They're 1-3 in the conference. Minnesota's there for sure. Detroit's there for sure.
I'm not putting Tampa Bay in there. I'm not putting Atlanta.
The one I'm really hung up on is Green Bay.
Yeah.
If you want to throw San Francisco in there because they went to the NFC title game in the last 3 years and they were in the Super Bowl last year, okay, I'm not going to super argue with you. Green Bay's the one for me that they're the number 8 seed right now at 4-2, which is wild.
Well, that whole entire division is 4-2 or better.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Everybody's 4-2 and everybody has a better point differential than the rest of the league. It's insane. Green Bay, I think I'm putting Green Bay there. I think Green Bay is good.
I think they are too.
Matt LaFleur is awesome. He's a really good coach. Their losses have been to Minnesota. Granted, they were getting smoked early in that one and then ended up losing by 2. And then they lost to Philly in week 1 in that game where Jordan Love got hurt. But it's what? I wasn't looking at the screen. What happened?
He said, Johnny G said, I got my Mahomes up on Redfin.
Yeah, facts. You sure do. But man, Green Bay's got Houston coming up, then Jacksonville, then Detroit. God, they got a tough schedule. Dang.
I shouldn't, as a fantasy football player, have to wonder if I should start Daniel Jones over Mahomes because Neighbors is coming back. I shouldn't ever have to feel that way.
But this is why fantasy football and regular football don't mix.
No, I totally agree.
Because yes, yeah. Patrick Mahomes is a terrible fantasy quarterback this year, but if you're drafting all the quarterbacks in the sport, Patrick Mahomes is going number 1.
Oh, totally. Totally.
But the reason anybody's buying the Chiefs even a little bit right now is because they know that hey, if it's tied or if it's a 3-point game and Patrick Mahomes has the ball with a minute left,
he's going to beat you.
He's going to get in the end zone.
He's going to be, but at the same time, we can't excuse the fact that he has not been good.
No,
like he
for
hasn't
sure.
been good. Like the picks have been inopportune picks. The year before, he had a bunch of picks, and it was because Kadarius Toney kept like handing the ball to the other team. That's why he had a bunch of interceptions early on.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, his receivers dropped a bunch of balls right to defensive players.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case this year. He's just like he's not hitting his players.
Yeah.
Even the Travis Kelce thing, like teams are able to take away Travis Kelce because they've got nothing else on the perimeter.
Yeah,
like all right, yeah.
But
they're still a odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl.
Man,
their third straight.
I don't.
Yeah,
that's tough.
It is tough.
I think it's still the Chiefs, man. Mm. If I had to pick a Super Bowl winner right now, I think it's the Chiefs.
I would agree.
I don't think San Francisco is rolling through. I was trying to find the top 5 teams in the league right now, just based on kind of what we know through 5 weeks. Kansas City and Minnesota. I can't in good conscience put Minnesota above Kansas City, even though they've probably been better this year.
Okay.
Now I'm putting Minnesota 1. Screw it. I'm doing Minnesota 1. Minnesota's 1 for me.
Okay, that's I would put Minnesota 1, Kansas City 2, and then a whole bunch of teams from the NFC North.
I think it's Kansas City 1, Minnesota 1, Kansas City 2. I'm going Detroit 3.
Yep, that's where I'm going.
Okay. I think I might go Baltimore 4.
I don't hate that. I mean, they got off to a kind of a rocky start.
I'm
probably
Baltimore 4, Houston 5.
I'm gonna put Green Bay 4.
Green Bay, wow, okay,
and then Houston. I'm gonna put Green Bay, and you know why? Because Love missed 2 games,
yeah.
and they're still 4-2.
Yeah,
I mean, like what they've been able to do without him, like shows you the strength of their team. And so I'm impressed by them.
Yeah, so the first game they were without. Yeah, man, that's super impressive. They were without him for that Colts game in week 2 and then the Titans game in week 3 and they smoked the Titans. That's so wild. Matt LaFleur is awesome.
Matt LaFleur
is such a good coach.
Maybe I'm putting Houston at 5-1 and then Green Bay. That's possible. So
Houston 4,
Green Bay 5.
No Baltimore?
No, I'll put Baltimore 6.
Oh, I've got Baltimore above Green Bay for sure.
Yeah, but Baltimore's lost.
Terrifying.
Yeah, but Baltimore lost to the Raiders.
I don't care.
Yeah.
That means nothing to me.
I mean, if they would have, like, their losses, their two losses would have been, like, I mean, one of them is to Kansas City, but to go 0-2 and lose to the Raiders?
Yeah, they lost to Kansas City by a toenail.
Yep.
And then they had that weird game against the Raiders, but since then, they beat the Cowboys, they smacked the Bills.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They beat the Bengals, and then they go and beat a good Commanders team.
Okay, so...
Held the Commanders, who were hauling ass on offense, to 23 points.
Yeah, their strength of schedule, man, okay. I'm okay with them being in the top five, but I think Green Bay should be in the top five.
Baltimore has coming up. They have Tampa Bay, which is going to be a tough game. Oh, is that Monday night? Oh, that's Monday night this week. Baltimore at Tampa Bay.
Ooh.
That's a fun game. They have at Cleveland, home Browns, home Bengals, at Steelers, at Chargers, home Eagles, bye week. Then they're at the Giants, home against the Steelers, at the Texans, home against the Browns.
Hmm.
They're going to go like 13-4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sticking Baltimore there, man. Baltimore looks really scary.
I'm here for the Baker Mayfield experience.
Like, me too.
He's been so much fun this year.
Yeah, man. He's like, a good player.
Yeah.
And the Browns punted him.
Oh, just totally punted him. Yeah, man. He's just got a gun.
Good for Baker. Yep. I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for the guy. I know that's Damian's guy. I'm going to also adopt him as my guy. I'm in on Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
I don't know if he's going to win a Super Bowl, but I'm in on Tampa Bay being competitive.
I'm at least here for like the ride because they've been a lot of fun, and Atlanta's a lot of fun, and New Orleans is a lot of fun. That mm-hmm. division outside of Carolina just being, you know, just god awful.
Yeah.
That division is super fun because anytime those guys are playing each other, it's just like a heavyweight slugfest.
And the NFC South hate is so real.
Oh, yeah.
Among those fan bases. I think I'm taking the Saints out. I don't think the Saints are good. I'm down on the Saints.
I mean, they ran a rookie quarterback out there, and he scored 20. They scored 27 points in the second quarter.
Yeah, but wasn't there like a blocked punt for a touchdown and a fumble six or something crazy like that?
They were down like 17-0, and then all of a sudden, boom.
That's fluky.
And then they lost.
That's fluky for me. They beat the Panthers 47-10. They beat the Cowboys 44-19. Then they lose to the Eagles, they lose to the Falcons, they lose to the Chiefs, they lose to the Bucks in a game where they gave up 51 points. I'm out. How did they score those? Yeah, they have a field goal, a punt return touchdown, a field goal, a passing touchdown, and then a rushing touchdown.
Yeah.
Nah. I don't know. And didn't Baker help him out? Didn't he throw three picks? Yeah. I don't
know. He did.
I'm out. Thumbs down. Thumbs down on the Saints for sure.
Yeah.
That's James Hammond, Kyle Madsen. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. ESPN is releasing their NBA rank, the top 100 players in the NBA. At number 100, I'm just going to start at the very top. I'm not going to read all the names, but we're just going to start at the top here, just for the sake of knowing where this list starts. Anfernee Simons. And the methodology here is vibes. They have a panel of more than 150 reporters, editors, producers, and analysts. And they basically said, this player or this player, who's going to have a better 2024-25 season? And they go, player A. And they go, okay, player A or player C? And they go, player A. Okay, player A or player D? Player D. Okay, and that's how they create this ranking.
So I was part of this for years. This is new. That methodology is new.
Yes.
It used to be like, give me a list of your 450 best players.
Yeah. So this is
rank them.
And they give them more than 15,000 possible pairings.
Huh. Nobody is sitting there doing 15,000. Like, they're not, no one is clicking that many times.
Yeah. That's what, I don't know. I don't know if they distribute like, okay, you get these pairings, you get these pairings.
I wonder if it's like a computer program and you have to sit there and it's like an algorithm and you have to sit there and click which one? Click, 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 click. And you're just going, they just keep giving you another one. Mm. And then maybe it takes like 10 minutes. And in 10 minutes, you should have gone through maybe like 400 different like variations.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe that's what they're doing. I don't know. It's intriguing.
Yeah.
I'll make a phone call.
Call around.
I want to figure out what exactly this thing was like. It used to be, again, here's a 450, like, move them along. Like, they were all in, like, on And you could move them.
Especially once you get past like 110. Just whatever order. Put them in order. I don't care.
Yeah. And then you find like you're looking at like 415 through 450. And there's some good players in there that you realize that they're that low on your list because you don't like them for some reason. And you're like, oh man, this isn't really fair.
Like Draymond Green, 450.
That's okay. I'm going to put this guy down here because he can fall to the bottom of the list.
Anfernee Simons is number 100. Chris Paul is number 99. Mike Conley, number 98. First big surprise for me, Herb Jones, number 97. How'd the Herb Jones be a little higher than that?
You know, he's supposed to start at center for them this season.
Get out of town.
That's what they
There's
they
absolutely said. No chance that's real.
They said that.
That's not a thing. No chance.
I'm just telling you, that's what...
You're lying.
The
me,
word
what you're doing.
The word out on the street was that Herb Jones is starting at center.
Like a...
DeMont Simone is like, all right.
Herb Jones? Like...
He's like 6'5".
Yeah.
It's either him or Daniel Tice. Like, that's...
Yeah, he'd probably start Daniel Tice.
I guess.
That's wild, dude. They got to make a trade. They got to make a move.
Yeah.
They got to do something. Nerlens Noel's available, I hear.
King's
first
legend.
First king on the list, Keegan Murray, number 94. Previously unranked. Just behind him at number 95 is Jalen Suggs, who I think Jalen Suggs is a good player.
Oh, yeah.
Jalen Suggs is really good.
He's a great defender.
Just in front of Keegan, Brooke Lopez. Here's the thing. If you put Keegan and Brooke Lopez here, this is how we're going to do this game. And obviously, we're in Sacramento, so
yeah,
we might lean a little more Kings heavy, but that's fine. Keegan Murray or Brooke Lopez to have a better 24-25 season?
Keegan Murray.
Yeah, me too. Keegan or Jabari Smith?
Keegan Murray.
Ooh, that might be where I stop.
Really?
Yeah, I think Jabari Smith's awesome. But if we keep going down the list, Jonas Valanciunas or Keegan? I like Valanciunas a lot. I'm taking Keegan.
Yeah.
Andrew Wiggins or Keegan?
Keegan.
I'm taking Keegan. Andrew Wiggins is 90. Keegan or Michael Porter Jr.? Okay, that's fine. I get MPJ being up there.
Yeah.
Isaiah Hartenstein's at 88.
Oh, man. No.
Naz Reid, 87.
I'm still taking Keegan Murray over Naz Reid. Naz Reid is a great story, and he is a great six man. But I'm taking him over. I am.
Mm. Okay. I don't know if I am. Jaime Jaquez is 86.
I love Jaime Jaquez as a player. I still like 2 years from now, maybe. But I'm taking, statistically speaking, Keegan Murray's going to have a better season.
All right. Lou Dort is 85. I'm taking Lou Dort. 84. CJ McCollum? CJ McCollum's 10 spots better than Keegan?
I mean, he's put up 20 so many times in a season.
Yeah.
So. I'm okay with him.
Okay.
More than even Lou Dort.
Mitchell Robinson?
No.
82?
Come on.
What are we doing?
What are we?
Mitchell Robinson somehow moved up 18 spots on this list. He was the number 100 player last year, and he went to 82.
Isn't he supposed to be out until January?
January, minimum.
And he's not, let's be honest, he's not very good when he is healthy. He's fine.
He's a good player, effective player. But the right
Mitchell
Chris
Robinson
Harris.
or Jonas Valanciunas.
Jonas for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like we already moved him down four spots.
He's one spot. He's one spot behind Miles Turner.
Oh. What?
Here's a key factor for Robinson is health. You think? Is that a key factor? Thanks. When available, he is one of the best big men in the league. He's an elite rim protector who also possesses enough defensive range to close out on three-point shooters. His best skill in recent years, though, has been his offensive rebounding. He finished with the second highest offensive rebounding percentage in 21-22. We're going back 2 years. They had to go back 2 years.
Kyle, we're talking about a dude who 2 years ago averaged 7.4 points and 9.4 rebounds. Like, Mitchell Robinson is...
I know the rebounding percentage. Yeah,
okay.
He led the league in offensive rebounding rate in 22-23.
Okay.
But still, the dude, how many games has he played?
He played 31 last season, 59 the year before, 72 during the 2001, 2021-22 season. In that season, he averaged 8.5 points, 8.6 rebounds, 1.8 blocks.
Yeah. In how many minutes?
25.7.
Yeah.
Like if
the 82nd best player in the league?
If I gave you the numbers for him that season and Rashawn Holmes, mm-hmm. you would take Rashawn Holmes.
That's just box scores, though. Mitchell Robinson's a better player than Rashawn Holmes.
I don't know. Well, not in... Well, I don't know when.
Come on.
I'm just saying, I'm looking at the numbers and I'm like...
Come on.
I don't think Mitchell Robinson is that good of a player. He's certainly not a top 80 player in the NBA.
Oh, no, he's 82.
He's not a top 82 player in the NBA.
We'll continue going through this. We'll tell you where the Kings are at. He's James Hamlin, Comads, and we're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube here on ESPN 1320 at Sacramento Sports Theater.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
He's James, I'm Kyle. The handoff with one of D'Lo or KC in about 10 minutes. We'll finish up the ESPN Top 100 with them. We'll do that.
Yeah? Okay.
Cool. I started watching the starting five last night, and I have some takeaways.
I've seen parts of it. I started watching a little bit of it this morning. Yeah, I think it's interesting. I do.
So Starting Five is a series on Netflix that followed around LeBron, Domas, Anthony Edwards, Jason Tatum, and Jimmy Butler. And in the first episode, it introduces the players.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least they've introduced LeBron, Tatum, and Butler in the first little bit that I've seen. So here are my takeaways so far. I think they're doing a decent job of gearing it toward basketball fan, but also non-basketball fan. Like Drive to Survive, the F1 show, the Formula One show,
mm-hmm.
does a good job of gearing it toward, hey, this is for people who want to see stuff behind the scenes, who love F1, but it's also geared toward people like me who have never watched F1 in their lives and are being introduced to the sport.
Got it.
For me, I didn't love the fact that they spend so much. I get why they do it. It just wasn't my favorite thing. They spend so much time like setting up, okay, here's the narrative about LeBron James. Here's everything you need to know about LeBron James in a 4-minute nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
Here's everything you need to know about Jason Tatum in this little 4-minute nutshell. And I'm just like, all right, yeah, no, I got that. Like, I'm fully on board. But there's all this behind the scenes stuff that you kind of want to see. And
we have breaking news.
Oh, we have breaking news.
The Sacramento Kings have signed Doug McDermott to a one-year deal, according to Shams Charania. 41% career shooter. Dougie McBuckets, Sacramento Kings. Sorry to break in there mid.
Cool. What?
Yeah. Sure.
I don't know what to. What? I guess. Look here. Here's how I feel about this. You can never have too much shooting. If you have a roster spot where Doug McDermott is sitting at the end of your bench, and it turns out that, man, this team really needs shooting, and you're going to put Doug McDermott on the floor, and you can surround him with Keon Ellis and with Keegan Murray and De'Aaron Fox, where he doesn't have to do a ton defensively, and you just need him in spots where a shooting's bad,
mm-hmm.
and you need Doug McDermott, okay, fine. But, man, you have if they have worries about what Kevin Huerter does defensively or how he contributes there, the concerns for me are even greater with Doug McDermott.
Yeah, I mean...
can never have too much shooting, though, so...
Yeah, I mean, again, we're talking about moves that could bring on moves. It could bring on moves. This is one of those ones where you're like, okay, well, what does this mean?
It's a great point by Russ Dogg.
Yeah, we did beg for this, right, yeah. yesterday. Shout out to Monty McNair.
Right. Monty was like, all right, you got it. Here, have some Doug McDermott.
Yeah, okay, so look, again, this is one of those moves that could mean that something more is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it doesn't mean that. Maybe it just means that they were looking for a more veteran player that can come in and shoot right now because they're worried about the next couple of weeks/months with whether it's Kevin or whether it's Trey or the combination of Kevin and Trey. And they need somebody here right now that can start doing the things that those guys do. So then at least you know and you have a competent NBA player, a guy who's played a ton of games in the NBA.
And a guy who is comfortable in that role. A guy who's not going to come in and say, hey, I need to put the ball up 25 times a game.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to come in. He shot it last year between San Antonio and Indiana. Boy, San Antonio, Indiana, and Sacramento. He's really covering the gamut. 4.4 shots a game last year with those two teams. The year before that, 8. The year before that, 9. That's all with San Antonio. Career 41% three-point shooter.
Yeah, man. I mean, he's a walking bucket, and if I'm not mistaken, he played with Sabonis.
Yeah, in Indiana, for sure.
Yeah, and so,
OKC maybe for a second?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think with OKC, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in 2016-17, when Sabonis in OKC then? Or was McDermott part of the trade that sent...
16-17, 17... No, he is 16-17 in OKC. Yeah.
We have the technology.
That's the one season Google that this. Sabonis played in OKC.
Yes, Sabonis was on that team for sure.
Okay, so
I have confirmed.
Oh yeah, that they got traded together to Indiana.
So the Chatty House asked the right question here. Do you believe that maybe there's a Kevin Huerter deal in the works?
I mean, okay, so I don't know. I don't have information. Like, if we're talking
here. We're full speculation. No reporting happening.
We're talking about a 33-year-old guy who can walk in and give you something. A 32-year-old guy, almost 33.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this could be a move that precipitates a move. And the reason why, I mean, I'm looking at Doug McDermott's minutes career-wise, and you know, there's only two seasons in his whole entire career where he was like a bona fide starter for at least half the time.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference between him and Kevin Huerter is that he basically does the same type of shooting, the same off-ball motion, all that stuff, but he's done it as a reserve, and you don't have to worry about whether he's gonna be a starter or reserve. I'd also say it's a possibility that this is a move that allows the Kings to move Kevin Huerter into the starting lineup because now you have another shooter and you have another shooter off the bench. And so I don't know. I at least think it's intriguing. I would like to track sort of where he's been and who he's played with throughout his career. If there are any other ties to some of the coaching staff that we could, you know, sort of connect dots to. But for right now, like...
Is it vet minimum?
I'm almost positive it's vet minimum. Yeah. Which means they're going to pay him.
So this isn't the thing that was related to the Jalen McDaniels trade then?
No, it very well could be. This could be the thing that they did to open up space. Because again, if you're going to have Jalen McDaniels, if you were to sign Doug McDermott and you have Jalen McDaniels on your roster, right?
Uh-huh.
That would have put you over the luxury tax.
Right, because he counts $2.1
million. $2.1
million.
The Kings were $1 million. Yeah, that would have put them over the cap, over the luxury tax. So by trading Jalen McDaniels. So now you're 3.7 million under the cap, something like that, roughly, under the luxury tax. So yeah, it could be part of the question, right? It could be part of why they did what they did.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued though. Like I've always liked Doug McDermott. I don't think he's a great defensive player by any means.
No.
You know, and he doesn't
shoot the heck out of it.
He can shoot like as well as anyone in the league. I mean, he's a 41% career 3-point shooter.
Man.
So yeah. I don't want him starting.
I don't want him playing a ton of minutes either.
Yeah, but you kind of put him in the same bucket as Jordan McLaughlin. You know, he's a guy that can come in and play 13, 14 minutes a night, and he has an elite skill, and he knows exactly how to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's going to need like 2 days of looking at the offense and go, okay, I know where to go. Yeah, I'm
sure.
Good. I got you.
Sure.
So, I don't know. I mean, not a, like if I'm choosing him or Jay Crowder, I don't know. Because you're looking at two guys who basically...
Very different things.
Yeah, yeah, very, very, very different. And the Kings don't have any problem scoring.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, they have. In preseason, they've had problems scoring. Yeah. And so having as many shooters as possible, especially with DeMar DeRozan and Domantas Sabonis together in the starting lineup, is a good thing.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I'm right there with you. CV said we should stop trying to bench Keon. Nobody's trying to bench Keon.
No. No.
But there's options. Like, there's going to be options. And if the Kings struggle to shoot the basketball and Kevin Huerter is on their bench, that seems like the really logical switch they would make. Yes?
Yeah. Well, okay. That, like, look, and I keep saying, like, I'm one of the guys who have been pushing for Keon Ellis.
Same.
To be a starter because of his skill set.
Yes.
Not because I like Keon Ellis and I don't like, I like Kevin Huerter too. Like, as people, I've walked in a lot, I talked to both of them. I like both of them. They're both very good guys. There is no, I'm trying to bench somebody or I'm trying to push some agenda or anything like that.
Oh, I'm pushing an agenda. I'm very much pushing the Keon agenda.
It's just true for me. Like, if you're going to have a starting five that four of them are your best offensive players, and then you're not going to put your fifth best offensive player, which is Malik Monk in that situation. He might even be your fourth best offensive player. But if you're going to start four really, really high caliber offensive players, I need somebody to play defense and do the dirty work and not worry about how many shots he's getting.
I can also see the impact that Keon Ellis had last year. We have an in-game experience of that.
Yes.
Anyways, that's where I land. But, again, if shooting continues to be a problem, there's a really logical move they can make at the two-guard spot. That's all.
Yeah.
I think that's all anyone was saying. We'll get Kenny Caraway's reaction to the Kings' new addition here shortly. Starting five, though, real quick. Takeaway number two for me, LeBron is the most unintentionally funny person on the planet. He's doing this whole thing. He's like, yeah, I have a really eclectic music taste. My music taste is all over the map. It just kind of depends on the vibe. It just depends on how I'm feeling that day. Some of the artists I'm into are Jay-Z, Eminem, Nas. Like, buddy, those are all right in the same. I was expecting to be like Madonna, Jay-Z, Frank Sinatra. Like, nope. That was great. Jason Tatum has Keegan Murray vibes to me. Like everything is basketball. Like, that's his entire, it is basketball and his family. And those are the two things.
Yep.
And that's kind of it. It was also funny, though, listening to the, because again, they try and tell that player's like career story up to this point. And the story with Jason Tatum was like, he needs that ring. He's done all these things. He needs that ring to be there with the Boston Legends. And he has the ring, and it still feels like he needs to do more.
Yeah.
But anyways, we'll keep talking about that. Kenny Caraway's here. in the building for the handoff. Let me get that there, and that needs to go there. Let's get Kenny in here. What's up? It's Kenny Caraway, everybody.
What's good?
He's coming up. D-Lo and Casey coming up. Oh, nope, that's not the one I wanted. I wanted some applause. There we go. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Get your mic on.
There we go. Appreciate it.
Here we go. Doug McDermott, your newest Sacramento King. Thoughts?
That's a good look. I like Doug McDermott. I always have like Dougie McBuckets.
I think you would like every player the Kings sign.
Me?
I've learned that about you. You were a big Jabari Parker guy. I remember that.
Oh, my goodness.
Jabari Parker.
Oh, you were.
Jabari Parker.
I remember this so vividly.
Oh, Jabari Parker. I'm trying to think of who Jabari Parker was. Yeah. Yeah, I like Jabari Parker.
On everybody. All right. I mean, no, it's good for the brand.
I mean, I don't hate anybody. There are guys that I'm more excited for than others, but they don't ever sign nobody. I'm like, I hate this guy.
I could think of like six players in the league that I would hate.
You'd hate if they
signed. Yeah, but I was just like, ugh. Like, remember when the Warriors got Anderson Varejao that one year? Ugh, hated it.
He's all right. He's
hated it so much. Whatever.
The only person,
Kyle Anderson. Oh, dude. Anyway, sorry. Keep
going. Kyle Anderson. I would be kind of upset if the Kings signed him. Jared Vanderbilt. People are like, oh, that's what we need. Jared Vanderbilt. That's probably one of my pet peeves because they're like, look at Jared Vanderbilt. He locked up. That's what turned the Lakers season around. And then in the playoffs, he couldn't play. He could not play. Could not play.
Usually what happens in a playoff series is a player will defend Steph really well for like a game or two. And then the Warriors figured out, Steph figures it out, and then that. Jared Vanderbilt got run off the court in the game that they were like, oh, let's put him on Steph and see how this goes. It was really good for like 6 minutes. And by the end of that game, it was like, oh, he can't play.
Well, even more than that, the Warriors are perfect at this. They just stopped guarding the person.
Yes.
And okay. They're like, if you
Lake Show,
well, no, there's no need for that.
That
no need
crazy.
For that.
I didn't mean to do that.
But they're like, if you, Jared Vanderbilt, have a 25 point game, we'll just lose.
Yep.
But go try.
Yeah.
And they can never can. So that probably be the one guy where if they signed him, I'd be like, everybody like, that's what we need. 3D, we need defense. No, shut the hell up. We do not need Jared Vanderbilt.
I like Jared Vanderbilt. Cam Reddish, on the other hand.
I'm down. I'm with Kenny on
Jared Vanderbilt is Jalen McDaniels on steroids.
Oh, the Michael Jordan of Jalen McDaniels? Yeah, man. The theory of Jared Vanderbilt, we talk about this all the time, like theory, guys. Mm. The theory of Jared Vanderbilt is, man, that's an awesome defender. If I can get 36% out of him from three, it's like, hey, you're probably not going to for a full season, though.
No.
He's not consistently.
He's
going
to stick in that corner and miss every three-pointer.
And you're going to play 4-on-5 offensively.
That's it.
Mm. I'm with you. Yeah, never have too much shooting. That's where I land on Doug McDermott.
I like Doug McDermott, though. I don't know.
I doubt they have major plans for him to be a massive part of the rotation, which is where he probably should be at this point.
I don't know. I mean, I think he should be a part of the second string. Ham talks about this often, you know, in certain situations. When you're going with Trey Lyles instead of Alex Lynn as your backup five,
mm-hmm.
and you go small, McDermott could play some small ball four.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Four a little bit. So.
Yeah,
I guess you have to
guard him.
Yeah, have to.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be able to shoot to the day he dies. So,
yep.
I like it. I especially after seeing what this team has struggled with shooting wise early in the preseason. Get another shooter in here. I'm not too concerned with the shooting woes, but. I mean, more shooting never hurts.
Yeah, if there is a frustration, it's like, well, that's not specifically what the Kings like need. Mm. But at the same time, you'll take another shooter.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Always.
That's kind of where I land on.
I feel the same way. Like, and if you get to the end of preseason and they make their cuts and Doug McDermott is like your 12th guy or your 11th guy and you have, and we don't know what's going on with Trey Lyles at all. We don't know how long he's going to be out. But if he's like your 12th guy, I feel good about that. He's a guy who he walks on the court and he knows exactly what his job is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? Like,
He's going to be in the role that he's been in for like 10 years in the league.
Yeah.
And he just knows what he's doing.
Wasn't it 2 years ago or was it last year when he like went off on the Kings? Didn't he have like 30-something? Him and Champagne went off.
Would that shock anybody if somebody like Doug McDermott dropped 30 against the Kings?
It was probably last year then.
No, it was not. It was the year before.
I think it was that late March game that they lost. Champagne had like 25.
Like Kenny, your recall is just fantastic. Doug McDermott on April 2nd, early April, not late March, you dunce.
Get it right. Get it right.
April 2nd, the Spurs came to Sacramento and won by 8. Doug McDermott, 30 points on 9 of 15, 4 of 8 from 3, 2 boards and assists, 5 fouls. He ran a minus 3.
Come on, man.
He was he scored 30 and was a minus 3.
What I'm saying. A 10 plus minus.
What year is that?
2023, yeah.
Bean team 1. I think the Kings could have I don't think
the
they could have.
The Spurs scored 142 points and went to OT.
The Kings had to scrap back to get that to OT too.
Mm. Yeah, they were down
Not quite.
They were only down 5 at the half.
I think they were down more in the fourth quarter, like maybe 8 or something like that. I don't know.
When was this?
Late, April 2nd, 2023.
April 2nd. Okay, because I just saw the other games against Sacramento, and he was horrible.
What did Sam Penny have? He had like 25, huh?
Yeah.
He was killing.
He was awesome.
He
had 26 points, 4 or 7 from 3.
Yeah. Wow. I forgot
Zach
about
Collins. Punk ass had 16.
See, that's the guy. You should have the King trade for Zach Collins.
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy with Zach Collins.
Trey Jones.
Like Zach Collins.
Trey Jones in that game had a triple double.
I couldn't remember who the guard was.
17, 10, and 11.
I wanted to say Devontae Graham, but I couldn't remember who the guard was. But yeah, Trey Jones.
Not a good
crazy
game for Devontae Graham. 1 for 6.
Wow. And they ran Malachi Branham out there. K-Dub Branham
was
Diop. Yeah, yeah, he had 15.
Dominic Barlow had a nice little game.
See,
12, 10, and 5.
This is why
you like Dominic Barlow.
It is.
James has been trying to get Dominic Barlow on the Kings for 2 years now.
Every time I saw him at the California Classic, he's like unstoppable. Why is this guy not playing in the league?
But then, remember, he played at the Spurs game at G1C last year. He played like 6 or 8 minutes or something, and it was not good.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, ooh.
Who was it? See, now we're going down King's Spurs.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's what we're doing.
Because there was a game last.
We actually can't do that. I'm sorry. We have to go. Your show is. Okay. I don't want you guys to start late.
Okay, I understand.
If you guys want to keep doing this, though, and D'Lo and KC.
It's good. It's good. My secondary team is going to win. Yours is going to lose.
Oh, yeah. No, this is not my secondary team.
Oh, what is it, like 6th?
No, you know the story behind this hat?
No, tell me off the air.
Okay, I'll tell you off the air. All right, D'Lo and KC coming up next. He's James Sam. I'm Kyle Madsen. Jiffy Lube sponsors the Insiders. We will be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Until then, drink water, be nice to people. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.